starting another chapter, Jeremy, are you? You heard. Your mother's running your bath.
But I don't need a bath this evening.
You've got to be joking.
I don't.
After playing football on Leith all afternoon, you're mad up to the eyebrows.
I played quite well, though, didn't I?
I thought you played like an international.
I even kicked the ball with my left foot once.
Yeah, I noticed.
And I fell over.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
What's an international?
Someone who plays for his country.
Ace!
Yeah. So, you have a good day, then.
Yes, it was brilliant. There were lots of sandwiches left, though, weren't there?
Your mother goes in for bulk catering.
There'd have been plenty for Rob if he'd been with us.
Well, we'll have them fried for breakfast.
Where is Mykonos?
You tell me.
Is it down towards the equator?
Vaguely. It's a Greek island in the Mediterranean.
Oh.
Not far from Katsos.
Wish I could go to Mykonos.
Jeremy, bath time.
Coming. Good night, Matt.
Good night, Jeremy.
Can I have a cuddle?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, there you go.
That was Daddy on the phone, wasn't it? When we were playing poker?
Yes, that's right.
What did he want?
He was making arrangements for tomorrow.
About me going back to Minden Road?
Yep, he's collecting you before lunch.
Do I have to go back?
How do you do, old son? Well, that's not so bad, is it? You're going back to your dad, Liz and the girls. It's not as if it's the other end of the world, is it?
No.
And you'll come to us for visits, just like you did before. For a while, anyway. And after that...
What?
Well, we hope to have you back with us for good. No promises, Maya, but if that's what you want...
Oh, yes, please. But why can't I stay here now?
I'm afraid it just isn't possible.
Why not?
Well, Hey, now, Jeremy. Let's not have any tears, eh?
No.
That's my boy.
Can I have your hanky?
What's the matter with your shirt sleeve? Here you are. Good blow. Better?
Yes, thank you.
Well, remember, things could be worse. It could be a duck in a desert or a centipede with corns. Off you go, then.
Yes. I'm coming.
Right, then, Gav. What else is to go? This sideboard, is it?
That's right. I did give you a list when you arrived.
I'm just checking, Gav, that's all. Don't want any mistakes, do we?
And please take care with it.
We take care with everything.
Special care, then.
See you, Norman. Right.
Oh, it's a vintage piece. It would fetch a good price at Sotheby's.
Not to your left, Norman. Right. Now, down a little bit.
Oh.
And straight on. Right.
Oh.
Ah, how's it going?
Well, nearly finished.
Well, they're taking their time.
Well, I've told them I shall check minutely for breakages at the other end.
Well, that explains it.
Oh!
I'm surprised you're taking that old sideboard, Father. I remember you getting it at a sale for a fiver years ago.
These pieces appreciate, you know.
Well, not that old thing. And you lost the key.
Peter, the key was lost in one of the many moves I've been forced to make over the last 2 years... Largely because of your own nomadic habits. So let's not look too closely into that one, shall we? Besides, it has a sentimental value. It evokes memories of happier days.
I shan't say another word.
What are you going to do then, hover?
Well, I'd like to make Jeremy's bed.
Damn it, Peter, I haven't vacated the room yet.
I know, but it's all over, Father shouting, and I'm collecting him at 12.
What about the girls?
Oh, they're staying on at Su Ming's for lunch today, just for this once. Now, I thought it would be nice if Jeremy and I had a couple of hours' peace together to let him settle back in before the hordes descend. Can I make the bed, then?
No.
Well, it's either that or put the posters back up on the walls.
Always this indecent haste.
Father, I'm not falling for your martyr act. Not 2 days running. You've never really been happy here. You'll be much happier in Wagoner's Walk with George. It's only down the road a few blocks. I'm at the end of a telephone, so let's keep things in perspective, shall we?
There's a very hard streak in you that you don't get from my side of the family.
The posters are the bed. Well, I think it'll be the posters, then.
I think I'd better sit down.
I bought him one or two new ones.
I have a long day ahead of me.
Have you seen this one? It's the high-speed train, a 125.
That flat's going to take an awful lot of heating. High ceilings... It'll be like an icebox when I get there. And George will be at the bank. It'll be a chilly welcome.
I offered to run you down there.
Oh, I wouldn't want to interfere with your plans.
I wouldn't be interfering.
I've ordered a taxi now, so you're too late.
Ah, please yourself. Ah, now this is a good one too. Canal scene with narrow boats. Good, isn't it? I've got in my kit as well, a narrow boat. mad keen on boats now. What with Bradley, Pulbright and Mr. Tully. It doesn't look too tricky to assemble. And painting it should be great fun.
Peter, there is one thing I should like to mention before I go. A sensitive subject, perhaps not permissible between father and son. No need for embarrassment on either side.
Oh, what's that, Father?
You still owe me £125 for that carpet.
And for dessert, we have...
Lynn, could I...
Hi. Rob! Hi, Sol.
Hey, you're back.
It certainly looks like it. Why, you think I was going to stay in Greece?
Well, I wondered when you weren't home this morning.
We caught a late flight back last night. I decided to stay the night at Rocky's.
Tell all, then.
You gotta hope.
Well, all the repeatable bits, then. Was it super?
Out of this world.
Oh, I'm green with envy. Where did you stay?
Well, there's this chap Rocky knows called Allard. He's something high up in the art world. Professor of fine art or something. And he's got this villa in Mykonos, and a flat in Paris, and a house in Geneva.
Oh, naturally.
And a couple of times a year, he throws his villa open to a few select friends, one of whom's Rocky.
And that's where you stayed?
Yeah, oh. Fantastic place. Like a hotel. Now, a small 15-star
hotel.
Well, yeah. With a heated pool and a gym and stables and every luxury you could think of. A few minutes from the old town, the beach, and in the background, a wine dark sea.
Oh, Rob, I don't believe it.
Neither could I half the time. I kept pinching myself to see if I was awake.
Look at your suntan.
Oh, go brown quickly. Oh. We were out of doors nearly all the time, mostly by the pool. Hey, I water ski.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I've always wanted to have a go at that, but it's never been the time. All the money. But Allard's got his own speedboat, so I had a bash at it. Wasn't all that bad either. Rocky says all I need is practice.
Ah, that shouldn't be too difficult.
Hmm?
You'll be going again, though, won't you?
Well, I haven't been invited again.
Yes, but there'll be other times. What are you looking at me like that for?
You look a bit disapproving.
Are you out of your mind? I've told you I'm green with envy. God, you don't know how lucky you are. Guy with £1 million stashed away, friends with villas on Mykonos. It's all right for some.
I'm glad you see it like that, Sophie.
Of course I do.
Because I'm through with trying to please people by pretending I'm something that I'm not.
Rob, I can't think why you didn't do that in the first place.
Some of us are a bit slow to learn.
Did Rocky give you that?
Hmm?
The watch.
Oh, yeah. Have a look.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, the only present I've had lately is a rent increase.
Eh?
George Underdown thinks I should be paying more rent. Ah, he's right, of course. I mean, what I paid the Nashes wouldn't have kept Mike in typewriter ribbons.
Well, how much more does he want?
Another £10 a week. Oh, no, it's not unreasonable either. Except how the hell do I get it?
Yeah, what are you going to do then?
Well, always the optimist, I came in here to ask Lynn for a rise. Though I don't think there's much hope. Is she around?
Well, not till later. But look, I don't think I'd mention it today, Sophie.
Oh, why not?
Well, today's the day Jeremy goes back to his father's.
Jeremy?
Yes?
Would you come down now, please? Daddy's car has just pulled up outside.
Coming.
He's been so brave about it all.
You don't have to go through with this, you know. I can hand him over to Peter.
Of course I'm going through with it.
Well, it won't make things any easier for him if there's any likelihood of tears.
There's no likelihood of tears, Matt, I promise. Thanks for the offer, but I can't not say goodbye to him, can I?
You're the boss.
Peter usually comes in through the freezer plant. You wouldn't like to meet him, would you?
I'm on my way.
Oh, hi, Jeremy.
Hi. Where's Mummy?
In there.
Come and let me look at you. Oh, very smart. Did you put that shine on your shoes?
Alexis did. I helped.
Splendid. That shoelace doesn't look very safe, though, does it?
It keeps coming undone. I'll do a double knot, shall I?
I think that might be a good idea.
I am coming back here, aren't I?
We want you to, yes.
When?
Just as soon as we can sort it out.
Yes, but when?
Yeah, I bet he did.
Here's Daddy now.
Ah, hello, Lynn. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Daddy.
All ready, are we?
Yes.
My word, aren't you looking spick and span? Don't suppose they're going to last for long. These are all your things?
Yes.
Yeah, what's a pile?
I'll get Alexis to give you a hand with the cases.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Yes, I was just telling Matt, Father's finally left in a flurry. Took rather longer than expected, but he was watching the two removal men with such an eagle eye, the poor chap's hardly dared to breathe. Anyway, he's gone, so Jeremy's room is Jeremy's room again. Right then. Well, we'd better be on our way. Say bye-bye tomorrow.
Bye.
Goodbye, darling. See you soon.
Yes.
And what else do we say?
Thank you for having me.
That's the stuff. We'll be in touch then, Lynn.
Oh, yes.
Fine. Right then, Jeremy. High time we headed for home.
A little to the left.
Are you a fraction, Norman?
Right. Whoa! No, too far. A little bit back to the right.
How's that come
there? I suppose it's going to have to do. Unless, perhaps, it would be better against that wall.
I don't think so, Gov. Might get in the way of the door. You don't want it damaged, do you? Not a vintage sideboard like this one.
No, perhaps you're right.
Right. Well, that's it, then.
It does rather look like it.
You wouldn't like us to paper the walls while we're at it, or have a little sweep of the chimney?
I don't think that will be necessary, thank you.
Okay, then, Norman.
Right.
Just a moment. There.
Come on, Norman.
Right.
So long, Mr. Rockefeller.
Oh. Insolent devil. Oh, now what? Come in. What is it now?
It's only me.
Oh, Mrs. Brewer. I thought for a moment the removal men had returned. I was about to give them a piece of my mind. They've left wood chippings all over the carpet.
Oh, you've got it looking nice, though, haven't you?
Well, habitable, I suppose. Barely.
I saw the van from the wagoners and I thought I'd come over and welcome you in.
At George's request?
No, I just thought, oh, you know, there's always so many things to do when you move. Thought I could make myself useful.
I think I have everything fairly well organized, thank you.
Oh, I could vacuum those wood chippings up for you. Wouldn't take a moment.
Thank you, no.
Or make you a cup of tea.
Mrs. Brewer.
Yes?
I have always been a believer in the adage, start as you mean to go on. So perhaps now is a good time to make my position clear. This is my flat. Nobody enters it without my express invitation. And that applies particularly to ladies from over the road who do not know how to mind their own business. I hope I have made myself clear.
More than clear. Thank you.
Then I wish you a good day. Oh! And good riddance.
There you are, old son. Just as you left it.
Yes.
Well, not exactly as you left it. There are one or two new things. Notice the posters?
Oh, yes.
Good, aren't they? Had to send away for the ones of the narrow boats. Bit splendid, though, eh?
What's this?
Well, what does it look like?
Good.
Yes. It's a narrow boat, like the ones Mr. Tully makes. We can have a shot at assembling it later on, if you like. But, first of all, lunch, I think. Spaghetti's still your favourite, eh? Poor old Jeremy. Don't know whether you're on your head or your heels, do you? Been such a big upheaval. Now, look, I want to promise you something. No more upheavals, ever. You're home now, back where you belong.
¶¶